You're listening to The Morning Magazine. I'm Jimmy Searfoss. Ethiopians make up one of the largest immigrant populations in Colorado. An estimated 30,000 people who are either born in Ethiopia or are of Ethiopian descent live in the Denver metro area. Last Saturday marked the first time since the start of the pandemic that the Taste of Ethiopia Festival returned to Colorado's roster of summer festivals with a mouth-watering selection of traditional dishes, ceremonially roasted coffee, fresh fruit smoothies, and handcrafted desserts. The festival held at Denver's Parkfield Lake Park also featured live performances by musicians and dancers and an awards ceremony to recognize outstanding community members. While at the festival, KGNU's Shannon Young spoke with Jan Bryant, a volunteer for the festival's organizing committee.
I have had decades of volunteer work with different international festivals. This one is near and dear to my heart just because of the community, and it's in my home state. And so, just a happy volunteer.
And you are not Ethiopian, but you are involved in the Ethiopian community here in Colorado, which is very large, and your involvement has gone back many years. How did you first get involved?
Well, the first official involvement with the community in Colorado was I was working in the Ethiopian adoption service industry, and one of the counselors who helped integrate the families and interview and make sure that the families were appropriate for the children, she was one of the leaders on the committee. And so it was very kind of her to invite me to volunteer. And that's how I got started. And this was back in 2010 or 2011. So it was a while ago. I had a blast. This was before it was official, because the Taste of Ethiopia was actually incorporated in 2013. So this was the first attempt at any kind of Ethiopian cultural festival, and that happened in City Park in Denver. And then I moved away to Texas, and then when I came back, the phone rang and said, "Hey, you're back. Do you want to volunteer again?" I was like, yeah. I didn't realize that the ties were that strong. I didn't expect, so it was an unexpected invitation, and I couldn't say no. And they've been an amazing group to work with, and it's just a really great homecoming. I mean, they're coming back after, you know, a halt during a hiatus during COVID. And so this was really, like, I feel like, yeah, this was the right thing to do, to come back to Colorado, to get involved in this. And it's something I haven't been able to replicate in the other cities that I've lived in.
You mentioned you were involved in the adoption community around like the 2010s, mm-hmm. but did you have experience with the Ethiopian community before that?
Only in college and only at a collegiate level with like our international festivals. So it was colleagues and classmates that I was going to school side by side with, but not to the depth of what I experienced here in Colorado. So my collegiate days were back in Washington, D.C., and so that is a very international environment compared to what I grew up here in Denver. But it was more of us, we're all just trying to get through the exams, and hey, let's go eat some food that my family cooks. I didn't learn about the history. I just knew that, yeah, and they look like my folks, you know. So there was that comfort level of the familiar, yet not familiar, that, yeah, it was really a really amazing and interesting experience. But I have to say that the homecoming here to Colorado and the working with this community has just been marvelous.
What all goes into organizing the Taste of Ethiopia Festival?
A lot. And so luckily I stepped into a group that had been doing the Taste of Ethiopia branded festival for some years. In fact, even though we had the 3-year hiatus, this is the 9th year. So we're really, really excited about what's going to happen for our 10-year celebration next year. But there is everything from, there's logistics, there is community networking. Although I'm chatty on microphone when no one can see my face, I'm very much kind of a wallflower and a nerd. My specialty is fintech, financial technology. So I played a role in encouraging them, hey, let's kind of try some different things to free you up from having to be staring at a spreadsheet all the time. And then they already had the community contacts. So it didn't take a lot of effort. I think that the community was really hungry to get back together again. I think as we all are. I mean, we all got a chance to do that in our own way after the lockdown ended. But can you imagine 3 years waiting to celebrate again?
As somebody who was born and raised in the U.S., mm-hmm. what do you feel have been some of the biggest lessons that you've learned or some of the biggest takeaways of working closely with the Ethiopian community wow. in Colorado?
I have to say that it's been life-altering. I don't know that I would have ended up marrying someone from the African continent, but I did. And he's not the same tribe, but they have very similar cultural practices. And I really think that there are some things that really forever change you. And it's really important what groups you associate with and align yourself with and volunteer with. I appreciate the ancientness of their culture. Like I can pop open Holy Scripture and see that there are one of two countries on the African continent that are listed in Scripture. And so, you know, what is now Ethiopia was at the time Abyssinia. That's pretty intense for me. And what else? Just the food. Wow. Yeah, I like to eat. So,
I like to drink coffee. Exactly. Coffee's from Ethiopia.
Oh my gosh. And like the coffee culture. Like when I was growing up, I knew Folgers and Sanka. Yeah. And it's like, there's no going back to that. Once you smell the aroma of the roasting beans and you have the little Dimitas cup of the coffee and you see how they take their time and that it's a big to-do. It's not just, and I'm just like everybody else. Well, I'll grab my coffee on the go. But it's also really nice to sit back and experience it through the eyes of a different culture that approach beverages and socializing in a completely different way. So, yeah. So even though I wasn't literally born in two cultures, it is also really fun to be able to choose the two cultures that you put your feet into. And
is there anything else that you'd like to add or any kind of reflections that you have for our listeners?
If you get the chance, come out, even if it's you want to observe and just kind of watch the crowd, because you'll watch the crowd and then you'll be drawn in and then the aromas of the food will pull you in and then you'll probably dance a little bit. It's a lot of fun and it's just, it's amazing to live in the state of Colorado and to have so many wonderful things to attend and to be involved in.
Jan Bryant, committee member, a volunteer with the Taste of Ethiopia, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.